Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
He's bright, he's tough, and I have found that he is a, as they say, when he used to play ball, a worthy adversary.
President Joe Biden is expected to take a tough line when he meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland. The Biden administration issued sanctions against Russia over its meddling in the 2020 U.S. election and the SolarWinds cyber attack. Putin also faces allegations of massing troops along the Ukrainian border. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's putting Democrats on the Senate Budget Committee to work today.
Now that President Biden's fiscal 22 budget request has been received by Congress, the Budget Committee can begin the important work of producing a budget resolution.
A budget resolution will set the stage for passing an infrastructure package through reconciliation. But Schumer still plans to also bring a bipartisan infrastructure package to the floor. Several mayors presented their case for infrastructure investments before a Senate committee.
Housing is critical infrastructure.
Akron, Ohio Mayor Daniel Horrigan called for federal programs to encourage private real estate development. So did Tempe, Arizona Mayor Corey Woods.
Unfortunately, even with our city's own investments, private partnerships, and creative use of federal programs, we did not come close to meeting the needs of our cost-burdened residents, nor addressing our extraordinary increase in unsheltered individuals.
A national survey found infrastructure is the top priority for mayors in 2021. Texas Democrats, who blocked a Republican-backed election reform bill by walking off the state House floor, were in D.C. Tuesday, pushing for federal legislation that enhances voting access.
We are seeing an attack on voting rights when it comes to communities of color, Latinos, African-Americans, and Asians, women, the disabled, and the elderly.
Texas Senate Democratic Caucus Chair Carol Alvarado is from Harris County, where she says vote by mail was widely successful in 2020. H.R. 1, an election reform bill, could get a Senate vote next week. June 19th is on its way to becoming a national holiday. The Senate passed a Juneteenth bill by unanimous consent commemorating the end of slavery in the Confederacy. House lawmakers approved a bill to give congressional gold medals to police officers who defended the Capitol on January 6th. 21 Republicans voted against the measure, with some calling it a ploy by Democrats to push a politically motivated narrative. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and several House Republicans called for the ouster of Dr. Anthony Fauci. The group accused the nation's top infectious disease expert of misleading the public about COVID-19.
Let's not divide people with politics over a virus that has killed people. Let's bring America together in healing this nation by finally holding someone accountable.
Fauci has defended his response to the pandemic, noting that the science was evolving. With the nation emerging from the pandemic, the White House is readying for a July 4th Summer of Freedom party. Biden will host first responders, essential workers, and military service members and their families for a cookout and fireworks. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.